Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and I want to read to you from Mark chapter 13 today. First, before I read it to you, as we are here in Holy Week, we are adding some just resources for you this week. On Friday and Saturday, we've got a devotional that our team has prepared. It's got some videos along with it, and so if you want to access that devotional, you can visit the LifePoint Ohio .com blog page. So our blog page, just go to lifepointohio.com, top right hand corner, hit the resource button there and then go to our blog page. It's there. It's also out on our social media. And if you get the e-news, the weekly email from us, it is in a link there as well. But we've got, again, some devotional content for Friday and Saturday that our team has put together. But I want to read to you from Mark 13. Jesus is talking about his return, right? The return of Christ. And there's a lot that Jesus says in Mark 13 that sometimes is difficult to understand. But I want to start in verse 32, because this is pretty clear. Jesus says, "But concerning that day or that hour," his return, "no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake. For you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." Those are, you read it and it sounds a little ominous, but I think it's meant to really get our attention. And Jesus is reminding us here that nobody knows the day or time of his return except the Father. But until then, until his return, that like a master leaves his servants in charge of the house and entrusts them with his property, God has entrusted us. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago with our sloth message, that God has entrusted us with time and talents and treasures. And he's not only through Christ saved us and forgiven us and adopted us as his sons and daughters, but he has then sent us out to live on mission for him, to use our time and our talents and our treasures, to leverage those things for his kingdom. And Jesus says, stay awake, stay vigilant, stay spiritually awake. And the point here is not, it's not about be anxious, right? Be fretful, be fearful. No, we look forward to the day of Jesus' return, to the consummation of all things. But at the same time, Jesus says, don't spiritually fall asleep. God didn't save us so we can just sort of hang out and wait for him to come back and get us. Until the day we die, or the day he returns, whichever comes first, he says we are to be using our time, our talents, and our treasures, what he's given us, what he's entrusted us with, for his kingdom, for his glory. And so really the question is, are we spiritually awake? If you're listening right now, are you spiritually awake? Are you staying vigilant? Are you looking at your life? Are you battling against sin? Are you loving God? Are you loving others? Are you leveraging what God has entrusted you with for his kingdom? Jesus says, stay awake, be on your guard. Don't be spiritually asleep. When Jesus returns, we want to be joyfully doing his work and get to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master." I want to pray for you along those lines, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to reflect and then to pray as well. Father, I pray for myself and for all those listening. Will you help us to stay spiritually awake? God, help us not to get distracted by lesser things. And Father, help us to make the best use of the time, the talents, and the treasures that you've entrusted us with. We have one life to live, Father. And the scripture often describes our life as a vapor, as a mist. And Father, we're here for a short while. We want to live it on purpose, on mission for you. Will you help us, God, to that end? I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now and just to reflect and to pray.